Then when the wheat board started using private inspection services, it made me realize that the grain commissioner was more vulnerable than I'd ever thought. Because I thought the pressure to use those would come from the Cargills and the other private companies and would mainly involve the inspecting of oil seeds or thing. But for the wheat board to decide to use private consultant or private inspectors for wheat and durum, their highest quality products, made me realize we are vulnerable. And especially we'll be more vulnerable because the wheat board itself is vulnerable. So as if the wheat board loses their single market desk, then I think, you know, my own opinion is that the premium for high quality Canadian grain would be eroded over time, because different exporters would start lowering the standard in order to get a sale, and you'd start having more like a U.S. system where you'd still be selling, you know, a good quality grain, but it wouldn't be quite what we have now. And I think once you do that, then there will be an increasing argument that you don't need to have the rigorous inspection systems that are in place by the Grain Commission, and perhaps even arguments that you don't have to have the highly capable grain research laboratory that we do. They might argue that, well, companies can do their own research. And so I would say the Grain Commission is, unfortunately, I think, more vulnerable now than it was 20 years ago. And I think that probably if the wheat board single desk monopoly is lost, then I think there'd be that vulnerability would increase.